Title: San Diego City Council Approves Union-Friendly Citywide Project Labor Agreement Restricting Most City Construction Projects. Content: On January 30, 2024, the San Diego City Council approved an ordinance implementing Mayor Todd Gloria's proposal to establish an extensive project labor agreement, PLA, which is slated to impose various conditions and restrictions on most city-funded construction projects. Most notably, the PLA establishes conditions of employment and minimum wage requirements, additional safety protocols, and other regulations imposed on contractors and their subcontractors. The PLA also sets goals and introduces incentives for the hiring of certain targeted workers, which include homeless people, the undereducated, and those that have spent time in jail or prison. The citywide PLA, one of the first of its kind, will apply to prime contracts and subcontracts for covered projects, as defined below, bid between July 1, 2024 and the date 7 years after the effective date of the PLA. The covered projects subject to the PLA include all city-procured construction projects, including rehabilitation, alteration, conversion, extension, maintenance, repair, replacement, or improvement, that are advertised with a city-estimated construction contract value of at least $5 million in the first and second years of the ordinance, i.e. July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2026, or more than $1 million thereafter. Many cities negotiate project labor arrangements on a project-by-project basis, but this PLA will provide a consistent set of rules for all covered projects in all of San Diego. Although the PLA will boost wages for construction workers, satisfying one of the city's priorities, it will also likely increase the cost of city infrastructure projects, which compete with other budget priorities in the city's annual budget. The city's projected infrastructure deficit has been reported to be over $5 billion. 1. Given the scope and breadth of the impositions of the PLA, it is expected that the PLA will also trigger the city's creation of a new department to ensure compliance with its conditions and regulations. An unintended consequence of past labor agreements has been to hinder smaller construction groups, often owned by disadvantaged businesses, from competing for public works contracts. The PLA states that the city, the San Diego County Building and Construction Trades Council, and the unions will need to coordinate together to ensure that the provisions of the PLA do not inadvertently establish impediments to participation of certain disadvantaged businesses. The PLA defines disadvantaged businesses to include a disadvantaged business enterprise pursuant to 49 CFR Section 26.5 that has been certified by either the California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, or a Caltrans-approved California certifying agency. A disadvantaged business enterprise is defined to include for-profit small businesses where socially and economically disadvantaged owners own at least a 51% interest and have managerial and operational control of the business operations. A minority business enterprise certified by Caltrans, a Caltrans-approved certifying agency or the California Public Utilities Commission, CPUC. A minority business enterprise is defined to include for-profit small businesses where minority owners own at least a 51% interest and have managerial and operational control of the business operations. African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, and Asian Pacific Americans are presumed to be minorities for purposes of the foregoing. A woman business enterprise certified by Caltrans, a Caltrans-approved certifying agency or the CPUC. A woman business enterprise is defined to include for-profit small businesses where women owners own at least a 51% interest and have managerial and operational control of the business operations. A small local business enterprise is certified by the city. To be certified as a small local business enterprise, the business must, i.e., be for-profit, independently owned and operated, not a subsidiary of another business, and not dominant in its field of operation. 2. Have a significant employee presence, 25% or more employees must reside in San Diego, and a principal place of business, physical office through which a firm obtains no less than 50% of its overall customer/sales dollars, in San Diego. 3. Be fully operational for 12 consecutive months.